Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
When I first went to Seal Fit Kokoro, one of the first things I learned, you know, I thought we were going to be learning all about hardcore training and lots of, you know, seal kind of things. But one of the first things that we learned there was how to control our breathing. Mark Devine is the gentleman that runs Seal Fit. He's a former Navy SEAL, and one of his big things is breathing and controlling your breathing so that you can control your emotions and so that you can control your emotions so that you can make proper decisions in chaotic environments. And as I found out through the rest of the weekend there at Seal Fit Kokoro, there were going to be plenty of chaotic experiences that I was going to have to make decisions. So one of the first tools that he gave us was something called box breathing. And box breathing has many benefits. You can lower your heart rate. You can move from fight or flight, which is the sympathetic nervous system, which has you kind of on edge. You feel like you're going to have to fight somebody or you're going to have to run from something. And you generally are breathing through your mouth and very shallow into the top of your lungs. That's the sympathetic system. The parasympathetic system is activated when you are breathing through your nose, you're breathing down deeper into your lungs, and you start to activate this relaxation mode, the parasympathetic system. So if you are in a chaotic environment, you want to avoid the shallow breathing into the top of the chest, and you want to move into this nose breathing deep into the lungs, and you'll find that you're able to control your emotions much better, and you're able to make decisions much better. So not all of us are Navy SEALs. Probably, in fact, almost none of the people listening to this are Navy SEALs, but we probably are all parents or business people who may get in a situation to where your emotions go crazy. And before you say that thing that you can never take back, maybe you can do a little box breathing and make a better decision before you say something to your wife or to your children or to your employees. Maybe you take a few minutes, you do this box breathing method, and you realize that that was going to be a terrible idea. It was going to accomplish nothing that you wanted. And you calm down, move into the parasympathetic, and you make a decision that is not super emotionally based. You can also think clearly, and it is a kind of a meditative practice. So the way box breathing works, the reason why it's called box breathing is because if you envision a box, a square, for example, and on one side you write five, and on the top side you write five, and on the other side you write five, and on the bottom you write five. So five would symbolize 5 seconds of breathing in. So on the one side, you're going to breathe in for 5 seconds. And then if you run your finger kind of across around a square, starting at the lower left-hand corner, and you go up to the top, that's when you breathe in. And then on the top side, you roll your finger out for 5 seconds. And that's when you're holding your breath. Then you're going to breathe out for 5 seconds. And then you're going to hold your breath for 5 seconds. So it's kind of like a box, kind of like you're tracing around a box. So 5 seconds in, 5 seconds hold, 5 seconds out, 5 seconds hold. And then you would just repeat that over and over. So in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hold 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hold 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now there's plenty of apps out there on the App Store, probably more than I even know, that can do the box breathing for you with little beeps. So you set the time that you want your breathing in, your hold. And there's lots of variations to this. This is the simplest form where it's the same. You breathe in the same as you hold, right? So fives all the way around. So 5 seconds in, 5 second hold, 5 seconds out, 5 seconds hold. You could easily do longer or shorter, whatever works for you. But this is the way that you can start learning how to box breathe. Box breathing is fantastic if you are nervous, if you have a presentation that you're about to make, if you have some sort of a phone call that you need to make, you're about to go into a sales meeting, you're about to make a cast to your first tarpon, right? Your knees are wobbling, you are breathing into the top of your chest, you're scared, you're nervous, you're probably going to make a terrible cast. You can do some box breathing as you are standing on the bow of the skiff. You can do this in the tree stand when you are getting ready. You see this big buck walking towards you. You can do box breathing so that you can lower your heart rate, so that you can think clearly, so you can take emotions out of this, and you can perform at your best, just like you do at the target or at, you know, your practice pond or whatever. You know, in a fishing tournament situation, a lot of times you get really, really amped up. And if you catch yourself, you can find that you are breathing right, exactly like I said, right into the top of your lungs in short little breaths, mostly through your mouth. And that's a reason why your heart's beating out of your chest. Your emotions are running wild. You got adrenaline racing through your body. Well, a lot of times that is a recipe for making, you know, a good athletic choice, you know, but oftentimes it's not. Like when you're doing something like shooting an arrow or a gun, or you are, you know, getting ready to make a cast with a fly rod, and it needs to be a very, very delicate presentation. You know, a lot of times adrenaline can be your enemy. So you can do this box breathing, like on the way to the spot. You can do this box breathing as your guide is pulling you across the flat. You can do this box breathing as you're getting ready to make this phone call, as you're preparing for this presentation. This is an excellent tool for down regulating, kind of getting yourself back into a relaxed place to where you can perform at your best. And box breathing has been really, really great for that, for me. It might be great for you. I will put some resources in the show notes, some real videos or instructions on how exactly to do the box breathing, but just do it one time for you right here. We're going to breathe in. That's 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold, breathe out. 5, hold, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So you can do that. And if you want to really go into the sympathetic even more, what you do is you do that strictly through your nose. The nose breathing is far better for moving into the sympathetic or the parasympathetic nervous system than mouth breathing. So do this with your nose only and see what you think. Do 5 rounds of box breathing and let me know if you don't feel a lot more relaxed. All right, that's it for today. Head over to the show notes, tomrolandpodcast.com, and give this a try. Also, shoot me an email, podcast@saltwaterexperience.com. Let me know what you think about the box breathing, if you use it in your life right now, if you've used it before, and what your experience was with it, man. Really interested in hearing how it goes for you. All right, that's box breathing. See ya.
One of the most legendary shows in the outdoors is on Waypoint TV. Don't miss Primo's Truth About Hunting, Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.
You're listening to the Waypoint Podcast Network, brought to you in part by HuntStand, the number one hunting and land management app.